Was it windy inside the plane, or, you know, when you were up there?
Windy? No.
No?
Well,
from all the holes and everything?
Well, the one window, I had a window on my side, a big one, and it was one of the other. We had to have that open so we could see what the hell is going on. See?
So you're flying at, what, 100, almost 200 miles an hour, 100?
The planes used to go approximately 180 miles an hour, 180, 185. They were faster than the B-17. I like the 17 was more comfortable.
Did you fly in 17s too?
I never flew a mission in the 17. I flew in 17s, but never a mission. Because what they did, at first they had 17s, and then the 24s come out. They took most of them into 24s. They just had some 17s flying. Of course, he had a beautiful view in the front. You know, they didn't have a nose turret. And 17s, you could knock out the engines, and the damn thing was like a glider. But on a 24, they had what they call a Davis swing. A Davis, it was very narrow. That was for speed. See, we could go 15 or 20 miles an hour faster than the 17. They had that Davis swing. And if you lost an engine or two engines, you had a tough time keeping that plane up. You didn't have the floating power. See, that was the Davis swing.
Now you lost two engines coming back, didn't you?
We had the one engine was bad. We had the three engines, as far as I know, that was still all right. But the other engine still managed, but it didn't have much power.
So what was that flight back like?
Well, the fighter support came in. See, they called it the fighter. Finally, we got fighter support, and then the Luftwaffe got the hell away. And the fighter support came in, and they helped us. They flew with us. And we didn't know what the deal was, whether we'd have to dump the plane or not. But we had that. What happened when that one bomb went into the gas tank, and all the gas, 100 octane gas.
Could you smell it?
Oh, it was terrible. It was just leaking down into the bomb base, and we were in the back of it. It's a good thing nobody smoked. You know, it's one thing about our plane. Nobody smokes in a plane. Well, I went on a mission with, I had to take someone else's place one time on a mission, and the guys were puffing a cigarette at altitude in the back. I didn't say anything. I said, what the hell? They were on oxygen. But Jesus, but we had to finally what happened, the crew chief came, see, and he stuck something in the hole to try to seal it. That's what he did. The crew chief, and I think Paul Puglia, but the crew chief came. You had to put something in the hole to seal it. And then also cut down on our gas, how much gas we were going to have. And so after that, there were just two planes flying. Where normally we'd have 10 or 12 in our squadron, see? It's just the two of us. It was the lead plane. They never shot him down, the lead plane. We were next to it. So they told the lead plane, we're going to stop at Manston because we've had a lot of damage on a plane and we didn't know how much gas we have. See, to go back to our base, and then the base, Manston, you could land the plane anyway. The runways were just as wide as they were long. It was a British base. It was an emergency base, Manston, right beyond the White Cliffs of Dover. You know why they call it the White Cliffs of Dover?
No.
All the pigeons roost on it.